We're going to explore a shift that began in French schools after last January's terrorist attacks on a satirical magazine and kosher supermarket. When there was a national minute of silence in France to remember the victims, some Muslim students refused to take part. That led to a renewed emphasis on values like freedom of speech and secularism in French classrooms. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports some feel that emphasis is stifling any discussion of religion in schools.
Radia Bakouche and Lazare Jafroykin meet up at the Gare de Lyon train station to travel to a middle school in the Paris suburbs. The young Muslim and Jew are part of an interfaith group called Coexiste. Bakouche says the group was set up 6 years ago to encourage religious dialogue and break down stereotypes.
Just the fact that we're two young people talking and we are from different religions, and especially Jewish and Muslims, like, it's really the wow, it has impacts when we go in schools and stuff.
23-year-old Bakouche is a French Muslim who's also spent time in Israel. She says she's not against French laïcité or secularism. In fact, she's proud of it.
It's supposed to be the framework that allows every religion's to promote them, their beliefs, and every person can practice their religions at home and they're protected.
But Bakouche says she's worried the discussion of religion is becoming a taboo subject in the public sphere in France. Her Jewish colleague, 18-year-old Lazare Jafroykin, agrees.
Talking too much about religion and above all defending our identity in terms of religion is not too much welcomed in secular school, because you mustn't express any kind of religion identity because you are French and above all French.
As they arrive at the school, Jafroykin says it's his first time out with Coexiste and he's nervous, but he grew up with Muslim friends in a multicultural Paris neighborhood and he doesn't want January's terrorist attacks on journalists and Jews to destroy that. On an overhead projector, the pair bring up symbols for the major religions of France and ask the middle schoolers to write down two words that come to mind for each faith. As the responses come in, Bakouche begins to address one stereotype after another. She calls one particularly dangerous, that Jews are rich. Perhaps you don't think it's a big deal, she tells the students, but Jews have been murdered in France because of this stereotype. The sixth graders clearly warm to the game, peppering their young instructors with questions. Religious figures like priests or rabbis are not allowed into French public schools, and displaying one's religious identity is discouraged. But Bakouche and Jafroykin tell the young people to take advantage of the diversity of their classmates to learn about each other's faiths. Afterwards, the 13-year-olds are enthusiastic about their experience. All religions are important and have to be respected, says one girl. You can't really call any of them worthless. There's a lot of prejudice, especially against Islam, says one boy, because everybody thinks Muslims are terrorists. Coexiste is in high demand these days as schools seek to build tolerance and understanding by actually talking about religious beliefs in the classroom. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.